Okay, let's talk now about how the Brown decision in interpretation of the 14th Amendment and segregation, making segregation illegal in the schools, serves as a platform for the civil rights movement. Because you notice that the civil rights movement begins traditionally in 1954 with the Brown versus Board of Education decision. Well, that's because you have to have the law on your side in order to be effective. And with Brown, you now have the federal government on the side of black people and supporters of black people who are going to challenge Jim Crow in the South. And so a series of events, which is the civil rights movement, pushing the Brown decision into life as people know it in the South, pushing it into segregation in the schools and segregation in the public arenas, that then will be the civil rights movement. And you need 14. Not only do you need 14, but you also need the Brown decision to interpret 14 as defending individual rights against states' rights in regards to segregation. So let's look at the Montgomery bus boycott and how this is affected by and affects 14. On December 2nd, 1955, Rosa Parks refuses to give up her seat on the Montgomery City bus line. She is arrested for violating the Montgomery bus rules, which restrict black movement in the Montgomery City buses. The city buses are a public institution. It's important they're a public institution because the 14th Amendment protects you from the government, not from private entities. And so what happens is she gets arrested. She goes to jail. She eventually goes to trial. Meanwhile, the bus boycott takes place. For 380 days, the black residents of Montgomery refuse to ride the buses. And they basically break the bus line economically. So they pressure the bus line economically. But at the same time, they are working the Parks case through the courts. At the end of the day, the court finds that you can't prosecute Rosa Parks, not successfully, for violating what is an unconstitutional law. So what the courts decide, what the Supreme Court decides, is that because Brown versus Board of Education lays down the precedent that segregation is illegal in schools, in the public school, it sets a precedent so that it now moves into the public buses as well. So Rosa Parks is found that her civil rights, her individual rights of equality as a citizen of the United States and equal protection as a person in the United States and due process. She is arrested for breaking an ordinance that is blatantly unconstitutional because it violates the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which means that the bus ordinance rules in the end, after 380 days, are unconstitutional. The bus rules violate 14 and consequently are struck down.